Blog Talk Radio.
All right. This is an exciting time, I tell you. I want to welcome each and every one of you. This is Bishop Shema Womack L., better known as the Prophetic Physician. Thank you for joining me tonight on this very special call. We want to actually begin to address some things concerning your DNA, concerning also how to reverse the aging process, especially in the season, dealing with foods and also lifestyle prescription to bring a major impact to your cells and your DNA so that you'll be able to not fall during the fall, but stand tall. Feel free to also come into the chat room, those of you that are listening by way of either your laptop or your computer. I'd like to actually open up my session in prayer, and then we're going to move forward, and I hope you have a pen and paper so that you can take down a lot of this information that I'm going to begin to share with you. And we're going to be coming on more often by way of Blog Talk Radio as well as YouTube in days to come. So I want you to make sure that if we don't have your information to let you know when I'm coming on, feel free to email me, bishop@bishopwomack.com, which is B-I-S-H-O-P at B-I-S-H-O-P again, and my last name, W-O-M-A-C-K.com. bishop@bishopwomack.com. So let's open up in prayer, and then I hope you're ready because this is going to be power-packed with a lot of information, some things that you've probably never heard before and some things maybe that you have, and now it's time to actually put both of these together, the things that you haven't heard as well as the things that you will hear, and to put some action to it so that you can actually begin to change the contour and the mechanics of your physical being, of your spiritual being, of your emotional body, and really walk in the totality of what the Creator intended for you, and that is in wholeness and wellness. Father of healing, Father of the universe, Father of the human family, we acknowledge you right now as the source of our total supply and our every need. And we make a withdrawal right now of divine wisdom for your divine people so that we would propel forward and walk in our destiny and embrace purpose. And we know that we need healthy bodies, which is your habitation, your transportation, and your communication for us to be all that you want us to be, do, and have. And I pray that each and every one is receptive to the information that will be shared tonight so that they can go one place as up, 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 and over the top. In the matchless name of Christ we pray. Amen and thank God. Well, again, thank you, each and every one of you. This is like a last-minute thing that I'm basically minding my business and was doing a class earlier today. And Spirit begins to speak to me and say, you need to go on Blog Talk and share. And I'm like, today is a day that I want to kind of unwind a little bit, you know, especially if we've had class. And Spirit said, no, you need to begin to share so you can prepare my people for what is to come. So I'm on here out of obedience to the Spirit. And the scripture says, the sacred scripture says, they that are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. So I want to continue to be a son of God. So I came on here tonight to begin to share with you what has been prompted in my spirit so that you can be the best that you were created to actually be. And I want to begin to address some things, and some things you've heard, such as you are what you eat. Now, it sounds like a little cute saying, but there's so much truth to that, to the point that I think that we don't really know what that means. and I want to begin to actually bring that to your attention. Feel free, those of you that want to come into the chat, you can come into the chat. All you have to do, and again, I'm not sure how many of you, some of you might came on just by way of phone, but you can actually just go into the studio part of my platform, blogtalkradio.com/prophetic position, and there's something on here that says chat, episode info, and chat. Click on the chat, okay? So you've heard this before, but I want to explain it in a way that you can really get this because this is so important during this time, and that is this. Your diet changes your genetic expression. Your diet changes your genetic expression. Everything that you eat either is turning on or turning off genes. And this is so important, especially for those who are people of color, because you have something that other people don't have called melanin. And this is so important because your melanin also supports something called your microbiome, and your microbiome supports what is what we're hearing a whole lot about today called your immunity. But most people are approaching it wrong because we're going straight to, you know, what is the hottest vitamin out today, or what is the most popular vitamin today. And that's not really the way that you do this, because everything concerning you, your body, is electrical. It has a vibration. It has a frequency. And it has a voltage. For instance, to have a healthy body, you never want to go below minus 20 millivolts. In order for your body to be functioning quite well, it should measure at minus 25 millivolts, which means you're quite healthy. When you go under minus 20 millivolts, you are functioning below your reasoning existence and your purpose, and your health status is being compromised. Now, in order to rejuvenate more cells, you want to be at minus 50 millivolts. So I'm going to repeat this. Everything concerning your existence is because there is a vibration, a frequency, there is a certain voltage that's going on in your brain. There is a certain voltage that's going on in your heart, your liver, your spleen, your pancreas. All of the systems in your body function well if the voltage is being upkept. If the voltage drops below minus 20 millivolts, the body is being compromised. Cells are being compromised, systems, respiratory system, lymphatic system, endocrine system, circulatory system, muscular system, and we can go on, calling all your systems out. Systems are being challenged, compromised. The body is being stressed to work harder than it should. And this is very common where people are exposed to so many stressors because, for instance, some people can do a little bit of work and they're extremely done and tired for the whole day. And some of you, I'm talking, you're feeling that right now. Like you just, there's not enough energy, but you just push, which is not really wise and not good because your body is saying, stop. But you keep pushing and pushing. Now, when you understand this principle, and I want you to write this down, you are what you eat, but I want you to write this down and understand what this actually means, because everything you put in your mouth that you eat or drink is either turning on a gene or genes or turning off genes. Every time you eat, you're turning on either insulin, something that's insulin signaling, or you're turning on a different format that's turning on amino acids. In other words, if you eat amino acids, you're probably turning on more amino acids, which amino acids are building blocks for the body. If you're eating things that are carbs or high in carbs, you're turning on something that's insulin signaling. So every time you eat, you're turning on or off genes. And our environment and our experiences are doing the same thing. They're turning on and turning off genes. Now, why am I talking about this right now? The Spirit directed me that we don't really have a clue that we are creating either a body that's going to carry us for years to come, or we are bringing a destruction to a body that won't be able to carry us based on this real simple principle: you are what you eat. If you're sick, you're eating things that have been sick. If you're depressed, you're eating things that bring depression. If you're overweight, you're eating things that cause you to actually either experience obesity, etc. And that is how your genes are being expressed in your body. It's called genetic expression. And there are certain things that causes the genes to express themselves. For instance, you have what is called DNA, and then you have RNA, which actually copies DNA. And I'm going to do my best to kind of break this stuff down. Some of you might remember biology back in elementary school and high school and college, and, you know, after you graduated, you just went out the window. But I'm going to catch you up on this stuff. There's something called methylators, okay? And then there's something called melanin. And then there's something called microbiome. These are so important, especially for people of color, especially. You need to really know these three different things, because you could take vitamin D all day long, and you could take drink teas and take herbs and all this kind of stuff. But if you're not doing things that cause what is called methylation, or the methylation process is not right, and you're not catering to your melanin, and you're not taking care of the microbiome in your body, all three of these things, you're going to find your immunity or your immune system will be compromised. Your immune system is not going to carry you, nor protect you, nor defend you, because these three pillars, so to speak, of protection and that causes you to progress in health and wellness is not being paid attention to, okay? And again, that's methylation, melanin, and microbiome. So diet affects genetic expression. Diet and environment express how your genes actually will express themselves. Your genes may load the gun. You ever hear, you know, well, grandma had, she was big boned, so I'm big boned. Some of that is true, because your genes is what load the gun, but it is your diet and your environment that fires the gun. So, yes, there's some things that you're born with. I would say 5 to 6% is your genes. The rest of it is the lifestyle practices and the lifestyle habits that you've adopted that you may call habits. Again, your genes may load the gun, but your lifestyle and your diet is what fires it. I'm going to give you a few definitions of some words, and you're not going to get all this tonight. You're not going to understand everything tonight, But if I could get you to just have one takeaway, that what you eat, what goes into your mouth, your diet causes a gene to be turned on, whether it's a cancer gene, or turn it off, whether it's a cancer gene. They're called fat genes as well. There's something you put in your mouth that turns it on or turns it off. Some people are more tired than others and don't realize that there's a gene. And we're going to get into, there are a whole lot of, you got your BRCs, you got your NTH, there's so many genes. I'm not going to go into all the genes right now. I want you to really get the principle, because if you get the principle, some of you can start monitoring yourself right now. It's approximately 7:16. How tired are you right now? Your gene is expressing itself. How energized are you right now? Your gene is expressing itself. How clear are you mentally right now? Your gene is expressing itself. How motivated are you right now? Your gene is expressing itself. How many lumps and bumps and growths and tumors can you actually touch on your body or see? Your gene is expressing itself right now. And we go back to, how is your gene expressing itself in a way that maybe you benefit, or a way that is suffering, a way that is healthy, a way that is just not too cool? How is that actually happening? Again, your diet turns on or off a gene. Your diet changes your genetic expression as well. Now, here's the good part. So maybe in the past, you have gene expression that you're not benefit from. Maybe you feel fatigue, maybe chronic fatigue, obesity, glycation, oxidation, inflammation, aches and pain. Well, you can change that genetic expression based on environment and based on diet. Now, again, every time you eat, you're turning on either an insulin signaling gene, or if you eat amino acids, you're turning on amino acid building blocks for the body. This is so important. Diet affects genetic expression. And every time you're about to eat, you need to go and pause for a moment and begin to ask yourself the question. Listen to me. Ask yourself this question. Every bite that I'm taking, what is this doing to my DNA? What is this doing to my DNA? If I put this in my body, what is this doing to my DNA? Let me take you back a little bit. I'm not going to get too deep with this, but you need to have an understanding, first of all, DNA. DNA is a bunch of atoms that's stuck together. Okay? It's a bunch of atoms that's stuck together, and DNA is a long molecule that actually contains unique genetic code. DNA is like a recipe book. You know, a recipe book has instructions for making breakfast, lunch, dinner, dessert, tells you what the temperature should be of the oven, tells you how many cups of this you should use, how many spoons of this you should use, what about a pinch of this. So that's the way I would look at DNA. It's like a recipe book that holds a lot of information, but not just information, instructions for making all the stuff in our body. Now, DNA is a two-stranded molecule that actually has like a ladder that's actually twisted, like a two-stranded molecule with levels, and each one of those levels have a biological and also a chemical makeup, okay? Just thinking of easier ways to get this to you to understand. And DNA, you might want to write it that we actually go ahead and say DNA, which is really short for deoxyribonucleic acid. Let's see, you spell it DEOXY in case you want to look it up. Ribon, RIBONUCLEIC, I think I spelled it right. Acid. So in case you don't want to say all that, just say DNA. That's a molecule. Again, it's carrying a double helix, it's carrying genetic instructions. Some of you might have heard of epigenetic. In other words, if your daddy had this, most likely you have it. If your mommy had this, most likely you have it. Now, does that mean that you are a prisoner to your genetics? Not at all. If you heard me earlier, here's the wonderful thing. You can change your genetic expression. If dad and mom had a heart attack and died from a heart attack, you don't have to die from a heart attack. You can change your genetic expression by adopting a lifestyle, a different lifestyle prescription than your father and your mother actually kept. That's a good thing. And you can change your genetic expression through also proper dietary practices of eating original food, food that is voltage food, food that has vibration, meaning it is alive, food that has enzymes, enzymatic properties, food that is electrical. Are you getting this? Food that has frequencies of life. This is so vital because you can actually save yourself a lot of money instead of buying thousands of dollars of supplementation, which a lot of people are buying the wrong supplements, and I'm hearing people telling people take this vitamin, that vitamin, that vitamin. You can take all the vitamins around, but if your body does not have the proper foundation, or better yet, the soil is not properly germinated. You could put all the seeds in the ground, and if there's not proper soil, let me help you to understand this. Louis Pasteur, some of you heard of pasteurized milk, pasteurization, but Louis Pasteur said on his deathbed, he said, "I've been wrong." Y'all can look this up. There's so much documentation about the germ. And some of you, you're kind of doing more harm to your body with all of these antibacterial soaps, antibacterial gels, antibacterial cream. And Louis Pasteur actually said, "I've been wrong." He said, "The germ is nothing. The terrain is everything." Now, this is in the words of the man who came out with a lot of people doing this pasteurization stuff. He said, "I've been wrong. The germ is nothing." And some of you might have heard about the germ theory, and a lot of people live by it now, you know. But he said, "The germ is nothing. The terrain is everything." So one of the things we do with diet in holistic and preventative practices and naturopathy and people who are involved in herbology and preventative medicine, anybody practicing proper nutrition, one of the things that we do with diet and lifestyle is that we're affecting the terrain. It's not about the newest discovery of a supplement. Actually, I would be very cautious about that. Especially if it's something that doesn't have the history of 5, 7, 10,000 years, which God's original food not hybrid, God's original food and God's original herbs, have a record of therapeutic and medicinal effects and value. So if you are involved in any of the healing arts, you know what I'm talking about. One of the things that we do with diet and with lifestyle is that we're affecting the terrain. Now, what do I mean? We're affecting the soil that makes our garden to be effective in transforming. We're affecting the soil that makes our garden to be effective in healing. We're affecting the soil that makes our garden to be effective in wellness. So it's not just going to the health food store and buying a bunch of vitamins. If your body does not have the fuel to awaken that vitamin to the cells and to the inner terrain of the body, you're going to find that as soon as you urinate, it's going to be bright yellow, and you're just urinating, excreting all of that magnificent money right out into the toilet. It's going into the sewer. We actually have to take it. See, I've been doing this for over 40 years, and my first approach going back was just hitting people up with tons of supplementation, and I got really good results. But I found out over the years it is so much better and even pleasurable and such a savings of dollars if you can get a person or you yourself will begin just to consume the original foods that are of the season or eat with the season. Don't put hybrids in your body, which everybody, you know, the majority of people think, you know, I've been eating broccoli every day, so I'm healthy. Just so y'all know, broccoli is not original food. And then cauliflower. Oh, I eat cauliflower all the time, brain food. Cauliflower is a hybrid. So we need to begin to put foods that, number one, they are for the season. Foods also for our genetics. We're going to be talking about that. Foods that are for our genetics or eating for our genes. And then putting foods that are real foods that have life, that have a vibration, that have a frequency, that have voltage, that is electrical. Because if you're putting anything else in your body, you are poisoning the terrain. And in the words of Louis Pasteur, who said, I've been wrong. The germ is not the culprit. The germ is not it. The germ is not your enemy. It's the terrain is everything. Now, I want you to get this again. Everything you eat and put in your mouth is causing a genetic expression. People get big, gigantic growths, tumors, fibroids, swollen prostate, ovarian cancer, breast cancer. All of these are genetic expressions, gene expressions. You can turn them on or you can turn them off. What we need to begin to understand is a nutritional genomics. Got that? A nutritional or neutral genomics. We need to understand how nutrition affects the gene by making the gene more healthier or degenerates the gene by making it more sick. Either the body is going to an anabolic state or a catabolic state. It's either going up or it's either going down. Okay. Now, some of you, you're going to have to go back and listen to this again, because I'm presenting right now a foundation for you to re-engineer your body, your genes, your DNA, your immunity,
and all the systems of your body, and it is not by hanging up and going to the health food store or going to your health food stores and buying a bunch of vitamins and stuff like that. I believe in vitamins, but the vitamins must have a proper terrain. If the terrain is not good, you're just going to have a lot of rain of urine just coming out because you have probably have poor assimilation, poor digestion. You got to have good circulation, good assimilation, good relaxation, something that we don't practice much today, and then good elimination. All right. So let me back up a little bit, and then I want to give you a little bit of insight concerning methylation, just a little bit. Diet and environment affects genetic expression. If you just start realizing that and use that question every bite that I'm taking right now, what is it doing for my DNA? I believe we'll eat a little bit more wiser. And not only will we eat a little bit more wiser, you're going to become more energetic. Life is going to have more meaning. You're not going to have aches and pains. You're going to find a whole lot of things are going to begin to change as far as your blood chemistry, your blood sugar, your blood pressure, etc. When you begin to be conscious or have conscious awareness concerning eating. Usually we're eating fast. We folks don't sit down no more with the family, and we're got the cell phone and the TV and the radio and the book and the magazine. I mean, we have so many distractions. So many distractions while we're supposed to be aware of what we're putting into our body. So, diet and environment affects genetic expression. Your genes may load the gun. Your lifestyle, your diet is what fires, is actually what shoots the gun. Now let's talk briefly about methylation, and I'll be closing in a moment. Methylation is a simple biochemical process. It's not difficult. I think the word is bigger than anything that confuses people, but methylation is a simple biochemical process. You really shouldn't be taking any supplements whatsoever unless you're under supervision of somebody, not that you can't do it on your own. Somebody actually knows what your body needs because there's been some type of assessment. There's been some type of testing that's been done. You know, a lot of times people just experiment or they hear something and you don't know deficiencies if you have not tested it. I'm going to say that again. You're just guessing. And suppose you're taking a supplement and you already got, for instance, you already got more than enough vitamin K1, vitamin K2 in the body. Or you got already enough of potassium in the body, but you heard on Blog Talk Radio or you heard on Facebook or IG, you heard how magnificent potassium was, so you decided to go to the health food store and go get some potassium tablets or some potassium liquid, et cetera, et cetera. And you actually now you've been taking it for 2 weeks. Now you have excessive potassium, which ain't cool for your kidney. You feel what I'm saying? You don't know deficiency if you have not tested it. Testing and monitoring the levels of your body is not only beneficial, it's just why. See, monitoring the levels of your body. Again, it's necessary to make sure you're healthy. And it's necessary to make sure you're getting enough valuable minerals. Actually, do you know minerals is more important than vitamins? Vitamins are not going to work without minerals. But how do you know if you have enough minerals if there's not some type of testing, some type of assessment, some type of analysis, some type of something? Like, we got to stop doctoring on ourselves to the point that we're guessing. if you're going to be doctoring on yourself, actually be armed with wisdom and knowledge. And there's so many folks I've seen on Facebook, take this, take that. Because you said so, that doesn't qualify them because they said so or because they read in the book about vitamin D or vitamin E, which vitamin D is not a vitamin. It is a hormone. So listen to what I'm saying. You don't know deficiency if there has been no type of proper assessment, no proper evaluation, no proper testing, whether you do kinesiology, muscle response testing, iridology, blood work, blood panels, hair analysis, saliva testing, something, people, something. You just don't kick out $50 and buy something because a friend told you it helped them. And it might help the friend because maybe the friend actually needed it or had some testing and some monitoring certain levels of their body. Okay? This is important. You don't know if you're getting enough vitamins. You don't know if you're getting enough minerals. You don't know if you're getting enough fatty acids. And you don't know if you're getting enough of amino acids. And therefore, you're guessing. You're guessing, and you're probably wasting money, and you could be doing more damage in the future. So you want to restore the levels of vitamins if you're deficient in vitamins, and you want to restore the levels of minerals and acids to be at optimum. But supplementing without knowledge is not wise. Supplementing without knowing these levels is like taking shots in the dark, throwing things at the wall, and praying that something sticks. The most beneficial approach that I've found in my experience is in helping so many people in making the right choice is by assessing, personal health assessment, wellness inventory, testing, then supplementation. I'm going to say it again. Testing, then supplementation. I can't tell you how many people I see and I speak to and they tell me, oh, I'm taking coenzyme Q10. Oh, I'm taking vitamin B6. I'm taking niacinamide. I'm taking B12. I'm taking vitamin D. This is really a real famous one, especially among people of color. I'm taking vitamin D. I'm taking 50,000 initial units. I'm taking this. Again, doing this for over 40 years, I'm finding, in my experience, helping thousands of people, testing should be done before supplementation. Okay, so you might be saying testing what? Testing, number one, amino acids. Amino acids are very important, especially if you're gonna be dealing and understanding methylation. Remember I told you methylation is a simple biochemical process. It is, and let me tell you a little bit more about methylation. I'm going to this testing of amino acids. When you understand methylation, that's a simple biochemical process. It's the transfer of four atoms, okay? It's the transfer of four atoms. One of them is a carbon atom, especially if you have melanin. If you're a person of color, this right here is your revival ticket. This is what revives you. Carbonated people must have carbon. Melan, people who have melan are melanated people, meaning darker pigmentation than people who are European. You need to pay attention because you need to be eating foods that have voltage, foods that have frequency, vibration, and that are electrical. Otherwise, you might be putting things in your body that have free radicals. Free radicals steal electrons. It steals an electron. Anything that takes an electron away out of the cell takes electricity out of your body, causes you to have less than minus 20 millivolts. That's not good. Now, your body can reproduce new cells at minus 50 millivolts. Minus 20, you never want to go down. So here's another thing. How many of you know what your millivolts are? All right, you get tested. There are many people out there in preventative medicine who are aware that a healthy body has a high voltage because you're putting high voltage foods. All right? This is very important. Think about it. Somebody's dying and slipping out of here. What is one of the first things they do? They're hooking up electrodes. They're about to shock the body to bring the body back. But why? Because you're losing voltage. You're losing electricity. You're losing electrons. You're losing energy. You're losing frequency. You're losing vibration. I mean, come on. Your brain is electrical. Your heart is electrical. Your cells are electrical. Why are we throwing so much dead, adulterated, devitamized food in our body and don't understand the gene expression is not coming out lively, it's not coming out vibrant? The gene expression is expressing itself in so many kinds of ways, from tumors to obesity to sluggishness to chronic fatigue. You do a little bit of activity, you're ready to lay down, you're tired already. This is very important, and it's so simple. It's so simple. This is why medical science is going to hit you up with all kinds of difficult things and pharmaceuticals and medical terminology to just completely go over your head. The body is to have high voltage. The body is to have what it comes out of from the soil. Minerals, not vitamins. And we're to eat with the seasons. Really simple thing. So I want to teach you how to reset the body. First of all, understand a little bit about this methylation. This is a simple, this is not difficult. It's a simple biochemical principle. And you transfer four atoms from one substance to another. Meaning when you take a supplement, if it doesn't follow methylation process properly, then you just put something that's going to cause poor gene expression and poor methylation, meaning it's not going to be processed, and you're going to pee it out and got no benefit. So there are four atoms. One of the atoms is a carbon atom. Three of the other atoms are hydrogen atoms. So when we deal with this subject called methylation, we don't hear a lot of people talking, everybody talking about herbs and superfoods, but everything doesn't work for everybody. But if you understand this and then can actually do some little simple tests on yourself or go to a professional to have it done right, you can find, am I going through the methylation process that is actually ministering to what I'm made out of, my melanin, and feeding the colonies in my body called microbiome and microbiota. Now, we could be in the midst of whatever. My immune system is so strong it knows what to do because I am oscillating at the right methylation. My melanin is working for me. My microbiome is working for me. And my immune system is keeping the enemies out of my body. Therefore, my circulation, assimilation, relaxation, elimination, everything is intact. I am functioning as my Creator intended for me to function, to prosper and be in health, even as my soul prospers. It's not difficult. I'm giving you a little chemistry, a little bit of science, a little bit of spirituality, because it all goes together. Methylation, this is a simple biochemical process. where we're going to transfer. I don't know if anybody ever took the bus before and you want to go from zone A to zone B. You go on the bus, you tell the driver, I like a transfer. Because the bus, you pay for one zone and you got to get off. Well, if you want to go to the next zone that might be farther, you get a bus transfer. Well, you pay for the bus transfer. He gives you a transfer. I don't know how they do today, but they used to give us a little piece of paper, and now you can go to the next zone. Most people will never go into the next zone of abundant living because they didn't get the transfers. Now, with methylation, you can get 4 transfers. You can go from here to there and from there to over there and up over the top, no matter what age you're at, if you get the proper transfers, which are 4 atoms. One is a carbon atom. The other 3 are hydrogen atoms. Again, this is called methylation. What helps you to have better methylation? They're called methylators. Methylators. All right? There's certain substances such as vitamin E, which are methylators. Now, all vitamin E is not the same, so stick with me. Don't run off to the health food store and go buy some and waste your money. I'm going to tell you how to do this right. All right? Because there are different types of vitamin E. All right? And different minerals. All minerals are not the same. There are trace minerals. Okay? There are Engstrom minerals. And it goes on and on and on. I'm going to tell you how to do this thing right and easy. And most of all, how to get this not from supplements, but how to get this from food. Because it is the food that turns on the gene and the food that turns off the gene. And the first process we want to begin to master, or especially those of you that are melanin people that are that have a copper and a carbon foundation, because you have a darker pigmentation. This is so vital for you, especially during this season, so that you will not fall in the fall. So let's get this again. Methylation, that's a simple biochemical process. That's where you transfer 4 atoms. One of those atoms is going to be a carbon atom. The other 3 is going to be a hydrogen atom from one substance to another. This is going to help you to change genetic expression more properly. When you understand your diet changes your genetic expression, you could turn on a cancer gene. You could turn off a cancer gene. You could turn on an insulin signaling gene. You could turn off an insulin signaling gene. You could turn on muscles to be built in the body, or you could turn off where there be muscle degeneration. You could turn on a gene that builds up bone density, or you could turn off. Are y'all getting this? This is so important. Every time you eat, you're turning on or off genes. You ever notice some people, they eat and they just tired? It's because the terrain, I'm going to say it like this, the terrain sucks. The terrain is just terrible. The terrain is bad. And these are people who are not practicing little simple things, such as you're not drinking enough water, so your terrain is not going to be right. You're not putting in foods that have enzymes, meaning activators for yourself. So your terrain, if you eat and you're ready to fall asleep in 30 minutes to an hour, that's telling you your gene expression is not expressing itself well, okay? So this is so vital. This is just the foundation. Now, again, I'm telling you, if this seems new to you, your body, it ain't new to your body. Your body does this all day long. You need testing. You need testing of amino acids. Amino acids are the building blocks of the body. Amino acids are very important. They play a major role in every system throughout your body, your respiratory system, your reproduction system, your endocrine system. This includes the creation of the growth of muscles, human growth hormone, connective tissue, skin, which is the maintenance of muscle tone and strength, normal digestion. Amino acids take care of all this. How you heal, how you recover from exercise, how to repair the body, and many more functions. Testing of amino acids is so vital, so important. And most people go to the doctor and never get their amino acids checked. There's never anything done for amino acids, unless you're probably involved in weightlifting or sports and things like that. But by testing for amino acid levels, we're able to tell if these functions are suffering or less than normal due to deficiency. And you've got all kinds of, you got tyrosine, there's a whole glutamine. It's all kinds of amino acids, glycine, that you want to check for. Make sure you get tested for amino acids. Something else we need testing for is minerals. Most of us are well aware of the importance of minerals, but our diets contain very little due to the poor quality of the soil, the poor quality of the foods that come out of the soil. I've seen people, they just had their, you know, growing food and stuff, and I'm testing now. I was like, wow, it's the soil. And you can even buy soil today and test it out, and it's very low in minerals. But a lot of times we got to go ahead and treat the soil and add things to the soil, because in America, the soil is just of low quality because of, first of all, we don't even follow some of the biblical principles of giving the land a rest and go right out and, you know, throw in seeds in it again. And there's a law for everything. There's a natural law for everything. So the testing of minerals, are you deficient? Again, due to poor quality of foods and soil used to grow them, a lot of people are deficient in soils, and the elements, there are elements in the urine that can test to uncover the levels of crucial minerals that keep our bones basically where we have proper density, muscles, heart, brain working properly, and allow your body to make enzymes and hormones. This is very, very important. Calcium, magnesium, which basically a lot of people put these in the category of vitamins. And these are not vitamins at all. I hear people all the time, I'm taking, what kind of vitamin is that? I'm taking calcium. Well, calcium is not a vitamin, nor magnesium, nor copper, nor zinc, selenium, chromium, manganese, cadmium, lead, mercury, sodium, potassium, iron, nickel, aluminum, silver, phosphorus, I'm still thinking, cobalt, arsenic, iodine, bismuth, bromine, and I can go on, platinum. Some of these overabundance are dangerous. And some of these, believe it or not, you need, even the ones that might sound a little dangerous. There needs to be, here's the key, it's called balance, folks. But how do you know? You go get a mineral supplement that actually has cobalt or actually has platinum or actually has iodine or nickel, and how do you know you need that? I mean, you might need a customized mineral compound just for you that doesn't have cobalt, that doesn't have potassium, or doesn't have bismuth in it. But how do you know unless there's some testing? And then we need testing for vitamins as well. As I'm sure you know, vitamins are essential nutrients due to hundreds of roles that they perform in the body, but vitamins don't work without minerals. So from calcium absorption to immunity and digestion, vitamins are considered one of the most important substances in the body next to hormones and minerals. So when was the last time you had a panel knowing what your hormones are doing? You get what I'm saying? So they need to be tested for amino acids, they need to be testing for minerals, they need to be testing for vitamins, they need to be testing for hormones, and of course B1, B6, B3, folic acid, B12, your carotene, B2, biotin, carnitine, coenzyme Q10, vitamin K. But don't just take it upon yourself because you heard on the radio or TV, blah, 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 and you just run and you just start taking stuff, you really need to be And there are all kinds of ways to get tested. From you have your osteopaths, your naturopaths, you have your doctors of preventative medicine, naturopaths, even your medical doctor, he's connected to labs where you can actually go ahead and demand certain tests, C-reactive protein, which I find one of the most important tests to check for inflammation and what's going on with your heart, et cetera, that a lot of them don't want to do because it's not a test so you can make some money, but it's a very important test, C-reactive protein. Iodine, people need to be check their iodine levels. So dealing with a lot of stresses and things with the thyroid and the adrenal gland, which is so important. All right, I'm going to give you my information. We're going to come back again. I might come on here tomorrow, but I really want us to start resetting our DNA and our genetics and start eating for our genes and start eating with the season and start eating original food. If you have any questions, feel free to email me, bishop@bishopwomack.com. That's bishopwomack.com. That's bishop@bishopwomack.com. Or feel free to give me a call at 973-748-0090. 973-748-0090. I'm going to begin to share with you in days to come certain foods and certain teas that some of you might have never heard of that is going to be so simple, so delicious, so nutritious to actually reset your DNA, reverse the aging, but I need you to be conscious of this first principle. Everything you eat that you put in your mouth is either turning on your gene or genes or turning off genes. And I hope to just give you a list of different genes because you got cancer genes. So isn't it something? Based on what you eat, your or environment, because it's both, you're turning on a cancer gene or you're turning off a cancer gene. I think that is so powerful when we understand that simple thing. All right, I got about 90 seconds left. So feel free to give us a call, 973-748-0090. If you enjoyed this, share this with somebody else. Share the link, share the program. Tell them to come on to the Prophetic Physician. And this is just the beginning of you going up, 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 and over the top, because God has a better idea about the whole situation and the script in the earth for everything. All right, I'm going to play this song for my wife since our celebrating our anniversary. God bless you all. All right, it is not playing, so I'll tell you my number again. I thought this was just hit play, but it's not playing. All right, y'all can feel free to give us a call, 973-748-0090. This is Bishop Shammah Womack L. saying, I see you going one place, and over the top. God bless you all.